Okay, we're going to finish up the sugya of Zichia Mitam Shlichus. And I spent a little time to set up the plan for today. So the premise of Tosus, throughout Shas in different sugyas, but perhaps most eloquently in Ksuvas David Aleph, is Zichia is a halacha of Shlichus. We pointed out, we have not yet explained how our Gemara is going to work with that, Daf Mem Beis, because there it sounds like Zechia is not Midin Shlichus. But the Gemara says, Tos says Zechia is Mitam Shlichus. If that's the case, we have a Kasha. Because we know that Shlichus does not work by a Katan. A Katan does not have Shlichus. Yet the Gemara tells us, Matbilin also, Ger Kat Matbilin also Das Bezdin, which sounds like, and that's a din of Zechia. Zechia is Midin Shlichus, and it works by a Katan. That is the problem that Tosus grapples with, and Tosus gives a solution. And Tosus basically says the solution is Tosus Anan Sahadi, that I testify, we Bezin look at this situation, since it's a Schusolo, Anan Sahadi, we testify, in my English words, there's an assumed appointment, there's assumed Das, presumptive Das, that had he have Das, he would appoint a Shliach, and therefore, Anan Sahadi, we presume his das, and we make a shliach for it. This is the approach of Tosus. And as we'll mention in greater detail momentarily, Rav Akiva Eger just explains and elaborates that what's really going on, this is Rav Akiva Eger explaining Tosus, what's really going on is a katan is not mufka from shlichus, he's not out of the parsha of shlichus. What he's out of the parasha, what he has a problem is he's a lav bar das, and as a lav bar das, he cannot effect a minui shlichus. He cannot be mamana shliach. However, in a case where there's an absolute schus, then he doesn't have to be mamana shliach because there's a presumptive minui. And therefore, in that case, zechia is a shlichus operation with a presumptive minui, and a katan has such a phenomenon. That is essentially the Tosus in Maseches Ksuvos, at least as far as we need for today. As an alternative shot in the sugya, I just stuck on, like the Marma Komos, because I think just to get a big picture, alternative shot, just putting on the side, just mentioning it, is a Tosus in Sanhedrin. And Tosus in Sanhedrin just notes that this is a very unusual case of Zachin. And it's a very unusual case of Shlichus, if you want to call it Shlichus. Normally, when I have a Shliach, what's happening is I appoint a shliach, and the shliach does the maisa on behalf of the mishaleach. That's normally what takes place. However, that's not what's happening in the case of Ger Katan, because in the case of Ger Katan, matzbilin osal das bezdin means who is actually doing, whose body is engaged in the physical act of geiris. It's not the shliach, it's the katan's body. The katan is the one who is dipping, and therefore, says Tosus, it's a bluff. It's not shlichus. Shlichus means the shaliach is doing it for the mishaleach. Who's doing it here? The katan is doing it. So what's then the sugya about? According to this Tosus, I would erase this whole board. It's not a shlichus sugya. It's not a zchia sugya. It has nothing to do with it. It's simply a different shaila. It's a shaila of when will Bezdin choose to get involved? In the language of Tosus, Tosus says, when will Bezdin mitzmatzea? When will they get involved? Lahachnis, to insert themselves. So when will they insert themselves? Will we just go ahead and insert ourselves Bezdin willy-nilly? No, they'll only assert themselves if there's a scenario of absolute schus. And then they insert themselves. They will officiate over the proceedings. And then they'll go ahead and be enable the child to be toiva. But at the end of the day, is it a zachin sugya? Is it a shlichus sugya? No, it's just a simple question of when will Bezin get involved? Because here it's the katan who's doing everything. So according to that, this alternative shot of Tosus and Sanhedrin, this whole conversation of zachia, shlichus, and everything else is really not the topic of the sugya. In I would say I would no, I wouldn't call it apotropos. I would call it Hilchos Bezdin. When will in a din in Hilchos Bezdin, when does Bezdin choose to insert themselves? And in general, Geirus, a guy comes in, I want to be Megayer. Here you have a cut. So the mom brought him in. is Bezdin going to get involved? He's a cotton. Why should we get involved? The answer is, since it's an absolute source, we'll get involved. We'll officiate all the proceedings. But who's doing the Geiris? The cotton is doing the Geiris. Okay. Okay.
So therefore, it's not
a shlichus topic. It's not zochin mitin shlichus. It's not do with that. Not do with that. So that's why I kind of put it on the side, just as a idea you should know. But now you can erase it. Now we're going to focus over here. Okay, now I have now a pedagogical decision to make. How do you spell it? You spell it. A pedagogical decision to make, and that is the following. Where do I go from here? Now, I already made that decision. Most of you have seen Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and you saw the Rambam's the Rambam Mitzvah. Most of you did not see the Ksos, and therefore I will do the Ksos. But the Ksos, as I'm going to learn the Ksos inside, famous Ksos, Kufhei, with the Ksos, I'm setting up, if you notice, the contrast between Tosis' Mahalach over here and the Ksos over here. And let's start to dive into that a little bit. And I need you, again, this, you haven't seen this yet. So I need you to really hold cup. It's not complicated, but I need you to keep the pieces. Usually the role of Seder is that you already have familiarity with the sources, then we can play with them. Here you're not that familiar with these sources, so I want you to hold cup with me. Let's introduce, before we get to the Ksos, we're going to introduce a sugya in Bav Mitzia. You can turn to the second page of Ma'amar Komos. Yes, Ali Melech.
Before we even start with the sugya of Yesh no Midas, there's clearly a chilek between the cases of Yerus and between the case of Yesh no Midas, because there is this concept that we brought up here about this absolute sechus.
Right.
And Yerus, not.
Okay, so let's.
So, Howard, even like
so you're getting ahead. Pretend that you didn't.
I was saying, like, even like before you start,
I have to start. I can't talk about Yerushalmi Daz until I start. I have to start. You have to let me start, just for the people, not for you. You don't need it, but the people need it. Okay, so take a look, please, at the Gemara in Bava Mitzia. Top of the page, second page. Turn over to the second page of Ma'amar Komos, and there's a very important Gemara over here. And it goes like this. Rav Nachman v'Rav Chista de Amri Tavai. Hamagbia mitzia lechavero lo kona chavero. Okay? So I know that Jacob Rothman loves Hershey bars with almonds. I know. Anyway, or not. But either way. So I see on the street someone far away dropped some kind of chocolate, and I know Jacob would love that, so what do? I pick it up for him. Not for me, for him. Hamagbir mitzia lechavero, and the Gemara says, lo kana chavero. Lo kana chavero. I can't do it. My timer, why not? Because who is entitled to pick up this mitzia?
Anyone.
The answer is anyone. So if I pick it up for Jacob, who is not going to be able to pick it up for himself? Noble's not going to be able to get it for himself, and he likes it even more. So when do we allow me to pick it up for Jacob if it's not Chav La'achrini? But if it is Chav La'achrini, meaning if it's going to do damage to someone else, going to hurt someone else, no. So says the Gemara, one second. Hamagbim etzil chaver lo kana chaver maitana, havitos ba'al chov bang shechav la'achrim, v'atofes la'ba'al chov. Now, when I am picking up the object for Jacob, give me a halachic title. Schus. Jacob, is there any downside to a piece of chocolate? No downside. So, zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav. Zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav. And therefore, I should be able to pick it up. Why do we say I can't pick it up? Because is it an absolute chol, a zchus?
No.
The answer is it's an absolute zchus for Jacob. But in the big picture of things, it's not an absolute zchus. Why not? Because a noble can't get it. So for noble, it's not a zchus. And therefore, I cannot pick it up for Jacob. One second. Look at Rashi. Lo kana. And I want you to make a diuk in Rashi. Lo kana. Kedamer b'ksuvos, the lav kol kamini leos kaifetz me'elav, v'chav le'elu. It's going to be chav to a noble. Me'achar, key line, shelo asau Othe hanose shliach litfos. What does this mean? Let me give you a better example of this, which is really what the Gemara is quoting. Let's say I owe Jacob $100 and I owe Noble $100. And Jacob's out of town. And I don't have a lot of money. So Latina comes along and says, I'm going to do Jacob a favor. And I'm going to go ahead and collect on behalf of Jacob. Good? Did Jacob appoint Latinik as a shliach? No. Is this a schus for Jacob?
Yes.
Can Latinik collect for Jacob?
No.
Why? Because the chov for Noble. So hatoyfes labal chov. If Latinik wants to take for Jacob, b'makom shechav la'achrini, lo kana. Now, let's say Jacob appointed Latinik as a shaliach. Would that work?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Doesn't matter.
Says Rashi, when doesn't it work? If it's zachin, it doesn't work. However, if it's actually Jacob appointing Latinik as a shliach, then what's the halacha? Then it will work. Oh, one second. Don't ask about the difference. Get the facts. Now, look at Tosfos for a second. This is all a setup for the Ksos. Do you see Tosfos? A little bitty Tosfos. Tosfos writes, HaTorah Zbachov Makushka Vacherim, Masha Piresh Rashi Mishum Delo Aso Shliach Ein Nire. The Perak HaKoyz, the Masha Kabi Uv, the Meimar Bacheshu, the Yemar Bacheshu, the Torah Zbachov Makushka Vacherim, Lokani, Afilu Aso Shliach. What's Tosfos saying? If Jacob makes Latinik into a shliach to grab the debt from me, is it work? Does it work? It doesn't work. Why? Because it's chav la'acher. In other words, there is a machloikes Rashi Tosfos. Everyone agrees. When it's a metziah. Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say everyone agrees. Everyone agrees. If it's Zachin, for example, a Metzia, HaTofez L'Bal Chov Makom Shechav L'Acherim, Lo Kana. Why Lo Kana? Because Zachin is not going to work. But let's say it's not Zachin. It's what? It's Shlichus.
Can you say the same thing about
Shlichus? One second. If it's Shlichus, according to Rashi, can you appoint the Shliach B'makom Shechav L'Acherim?
Yes.
According to Tosfos?
No.
Also no. So I'm just writing over here. I didn't explain this. Tosfos B'makom Shechav L'Acherim, according to in a case of Shliach, in a case of Shaliach, according to Tosfos it works. And according to Rashi, it works. And according to Tosfos, it does not work.
Can you explain the case one more time?
Sure. Which case?
The case of
I owe Jacob $100, and I owe Noble $100, and I only have $100. I owe them money. I only have $100, and I'm about to go bankrupt. So, like.
But you were going to give it to one of them anyway.
But which one?
But if it's Dine Momonis and it's a Shliach.
It's Dine Momonis.
And we said that a shliach is yada rechta.
Well, all right. Fine and good. I understand.
Right. So it's basically as if you're giving it to me. So why would
I hear you loud and clear. Rashi says, appoint a shliach, like you're saying, yada rechta, make a shliach, no problem. Tosfos says you can't. Why not? I don't know yet. But I want you to get the data. I don't know yet. Okay.
What's the exact case of the Gemara? There's a ball forward, you just find something.
Shnei Mikrim. There are two cases. One case is Metzia, and the second case is Bal Chov.
Where's the.
Hatoyfes LeBal Chov, B'makom Shechav LaAcherim Lo Kani. What does that mean? We thought it meant Zachin, and Tosfos says even in a case of Shliach, you can't do it. Okay. Now, both say, open up the Ksos. Open up the source. Are you ready for the Ksos? Okay. Three paragraphs. First paragraph is Chazara. Second paragraph is Yesh Lo Midas. Third paragraph is the Yesod. Okay? Just stay with me. So we're going to do the first paragraph quickly, because it's Chazara. The Afilu, who's the Ksos, by the way? Yes? Excellent. And which Shevet did he come from?
Levi.
Correct. He wrote this sefer called the, yes, he was a Kayin, and he's a Kohen. That's why you know, yes, he was a Kayin.
And also a
what?
Is also a
could be. He wrote a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat. Choshen Mishpat, and he called the commentary the Ksos HaChoshen. Very famous commentary, 18th century Gadol, and when you learn Choshen Mishpat, any of the Bavas, you live with the Ksos. Okay? Here we go. V'afilo Ksos Shliach. You know what? Before the Ksos, let's just learn the Shulchan Aruch. Prior page, source number 2. Halove, let's call him Isaacson, a lender, a borrower. Shechayv l'shnayim ol yoter, ve'ein lo kedei lifra l'kulam. He doesn't have enough money to pay everyone. Ve'kodam echad v'tafas. If one person grabs on behalf of echad mibali achovos, lo zacha. Shechalato b'tbal achov mangu sheyesh alav acherim, lo kona. And then he says, va'afilu oso shaliach. Because of lo harsha'a, lo kana. So who is the Mechara passing like? Tosfos. And just as an aside, so you see this whole girl all kind of tied together, of apotropos kana. Why is apotropos kana? The yad bailim hu. Because an apotropos is yad bailim, not a shliach, not zoch. No,
it's also yad bailim in this case.
Says you. Says you.
Time out.
Let's develop. Let's talk. Let's learn. Let's go. Time out. Okay. Itiel.
Yes.
Are you here today? No. When you're here, you're here. I know exactly when you're here. And when you're not here, I also know. Just saying. I miss you being... Yesterday, you weren't here for Seder, but you were here for Shir. It was Geschmack. So it affects my emotional soul. I feel depressed now. I'm in down mode. Okay, Vaitrin Shas. Vaitrin Shas. I'm going to get them started again. Be careful. I have something on you big time, so be watch yourself. Okay. Paragraph 7 and 8. Okay, the Ksais HaChayshin. So he says, V'afil osel shliach, v'zeh loshin rashi per kamet abam etziah, ha'vitoz v'alchom v'ang shechab l'acherim, kad ma'vein ha'ba me'elo v'tarif v'zman l'chaber v'shil chov, shesh v'acher olav, u'ba l'kadeim ad shol yitpesen v'alchom acher, v'im z'tof v'zeh lo kona. Because remember, Ksus, Lav Kok, Minil Yos, Kovitz, V'chav, L'Elo Me'akshol, Anoshev, Shaliach, Litfos Adka. Ava kvar hikshub toisvis. I'm a farshim mit berek kaisa gabi uvda de yemar bar chashu. Vayin tos per kamad gittin vizel shonam. Hatot bar chob afilo aso shliach. Vechule. De lo kapirish rashi. De pir per kamad de bab mitzid aso shliach kuli ama kona. De ein chiluk. De afilo aso shliach shucho hu de zechia mitam shlichosu. Kedemu per kamad de bin siya. Uperk ein ben amoyder adkan lishonam. What is Tosis' argument built on, Rabbi Osai? Tosis says throughout Shas, including here, Zechia is midin shlichus. In the case of Tosis Bachov and Zachim, do we allow it to go?
No.
Everyone agrees they're allowed it to go. And if Tosis says Zechia is midin shlichus, should it be allowed to go by Shliach either?
No.
And that is the Tosis' position. Okay? That's the Chazara Rashi disagrees. Now, Amma Omnam. Now here we need, okay, Melech, now we're ready for Yesho Midas. Omnam. So says the Ksos, Kvar niskachti bazeh de'eich neima zechia midin shlichus. How can we ever possibly say zechia is midin shlichus? After all, zechia, am I supplying any das when a shliach is made on my behalf via zechia? Am I supplying any das?
No.
What are we saying with zechia? What are we saying?
We're assuming
you want it, and therefore, do we know you want it?
No.
Do we have knowledge you want it? No. We assume you want it. And will we be able to confirm this later on?
Yeah.
If later on, ooh, I got you the chocolate, Jacob, are you excited? And Jacob says, no. Rebbe, I hate you. Don't you realize I'm on a diet? This is the worst thing ever.
Sorry.
So will that undo, if you will, unwind the shlichus? The answer is yes. But so long as we think he wants it, then it's good. Now listen carefully. How does Yeshol Midas work? Do we know he lost an? Do we know that there was Yesh right now? We don't know.
We assume.
But we assume, and then we project what's going to be when he finds out. When he finds out, of course, yeah, he was miyayish. And if we bring that back to the critical moment when I pick up the object, that's yesh omidas. Yesh omidas. Have a yesh or lo have a yesh? How do we paskin? Like Abaye. What Abaye say? Lo have a yesh. Yesh omidas, no good. If you want it to be good, yesh, what do you need? You need a current knowledge of the yesh. The fact that we're projecting what's going to be in the future to now, yes or midas, no go. Lo avi yes. What's the kasha, the ksos hachoshim? What does zechia do? What is zechia doing? It's telling us, I know what Jacob wants. He wants a piece of chocolate. Now, do I know that for a fact right now?
No.
But I can assume, who doesn't want a piece of chocolate? And therefore, in the future, it's going to be confirmed. But what is confirmed in the future, we take for right now. Guess what that's called? Yeyush Shalomidas. And according to Rava, have a Yeyush. But according to Abaye, lo have a Yeyush. So what's the Ksos going to be asking? How does Zachin possibly work if we pass him Yeyush Shalomidas, lo have a Yeyush? Is that clear? It's a nice kash. Let's see that inside. And by the way, do you remember the sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Chav Beis? Truma? Klach Eitzel Yafos? You remember that sugya? So what happened? I was Toreim your Peros. And I didn't tell you what to take. So the Gemara says, if I said klach etzel yafos, and what? And there were
better ones.
I'm telling the truth. If they're better ones, maybe I'm being sarcastic.
No, if
they're better ones, maybe I'm being sarcastic.
No, there's no better ones.
Okay, anyway, let's see inside. We'll get it inside. So said, but that's the kasha. That's the second paragraph. That's the kasha. You understand the kasha outside? As we see inside, I'll explain. Amnam, you're welcome, Menach. Amnam, kvar niskashi bazeh, de'eich neima zechia midin shlichos. How can you say zechia midin shlichos? The perik elamitzias, bepuk the dabai v'rabi yesho midas, the rabba savar, kevan dechi yoda miyayish. Once he'll know, he'll be miyayish. Hastanami, have a yeish. Yeish, lomidas, have a yeish. Right now we don't know what he wants. He doesn't know. So therefore we can't presume that if in the future he's going to want it, that we bring that back to now. So, Yeyush, giving up hope. V'armina alei, toshma. And that's been a riot, says the Gemara. Toshma. Ketzad amru ha-torim shlomidas shumasa truma. What's the case on Torah Shlomidas? It's good truma. Hare shiyar latok sadechaveh v'likei v'tarim. Shelo b'shus. Im choshish mishum gezel. Ain't shumas a truma vim lach shumas a truma. Uminainu yodeh v'chosh mishum gezel lav. Hare shabob ala bayisim atzova amalo. Klach eitzel yafos. You should have taken what? Nicer ones. Im nimtzu yafos mehen. If there were nicer ones. Shumaso truma. It's good. Vim lav. Ain chumaso chuma. So now, does that sound like when he took the chuma? Did I acquiesce? Yes or no? Was I aware?
No.
No. Does it work if they're yafos? Does it work? Yes. Why does it work? Because yesh lomidas have a yesh. It's a kash on what? An abai. It's a kash on abai. The chinimzu yafos man chumaso chuma. Amai. Be'idna the time halo havayada. So it's a kashan abai. Now, Rava comes to the defense of abai. And Tirgama Rava, aliba de abaye, be'aso'o shliach. What happened over here was, he actually made him into a shliach. Umuchu de abaye de omar. Yeh shlomidas lo habiyeyus, shlicho shlomidas, nami lo habi shliach, apagat de chiyada linichalem yikamakom. In other words, Shlichus Shalom Midas, according to the halacha, Abaye, have Shlichus or lo have Shlichus? Lo have Shlichus. Shlichus Shalom Midas, lo have Shlichus. Got it? Zachin is what? If you hold Zachias Midin Shlichus. It's Shlichus Shalomi. Das. And what are we saying? Shlichus Shalomi Das is Lo Habe Shlichus. But if you hold Zechiz Midin Shlichus, Zachin is Shlichus Shalomi Das. And that's against the Halach of Abai.
And we pass like
Abai. And we pass like Abai. And it's therefore either we pass like Abai. So if you tell me Zechiz Midin Shlichus and Zechiyah Lechora now is Shlichus Shalomi Das,
you never have a case of
Zechiyah. That's the kash of the Ksos.
On Tosu.
On Tosus. On the din. On Tosus, on the din.
Well, it's the din. On Tosu, no?
It's a kash on the premise of Zechiyah Midichus. Yes. Okay. So what's his answer? He's going to answer the kash. You want to do it one more time?
Yeah.
No problem. You good for you? All day, all night. Stickle racist. Okay. No. Well, he doesn't know what I'm saying. No, they don't know what I'm saying. Anyway. Where am I? Okay, again. Yeshomidas. What does Yeshomidas mean? Is that I have a... Right now, we don't know what he's thinking. But we're going to know later, we'll presume the later happens even now. Says Abaye, even though we know he's going to be Miyash later, Yesh Lomidas, Lo Habe Yesh, because right now he's on Miyash. Gemara seems to say that we can apply the same logic to Shlichus. Shlichus, Shalomidas, Lo Habe Shlichus. If you assume Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus, is another way to describe Zechiah. Zechiah can be described as Shlichus, Shalom, Midas. But we assume Zechiah works, which means Shlichus Lomidas, Habe Shlichus, which is against the bias halacha of Yeish Lomidas, Lo Habe Yeish, Shlichus Lomidas, Lo Habe Shlichus, and that is the steer. Okay. Now. Says the Ksos, an answer. The question is premised on the fact that, what does Yesh Lomidas mean? Explain to me what Yesh Lomidas means. Or Shlichus Shalomidas. Do we know what his intentions right now?
No.
But in the future, we understand he's going to be miyayish. We understand he's going to want the shlichus. And if we take that future das and we transport it to now because he wants it, it's good for him. We take the future yayish and we retroactivize it. We take the future ratzon for shlichus and we retroactivate it. Says the ksos. That's a problem because we don't hold the yesh l'midas. Have a yesh. What's the solution? The solution is the sukya of zechiyah midin shlichus is true. But this assumed appointment, presumptive das, aman sahadeh, that is not true. What's going on in zechiyah is not a presumed das. You can't presume das because yeush shalomi das lo have yeush. You can't presume das. So how does zechiyah work? So how does zechiyah work? No presumed das. What does zechiyah do? How does it work? Yes.
It happens retroactively.
No. I don't like retroactive. Once you're retroactive in the world, you're Yoshomi Das. Don't say the word retroactive. How does Zechiyah work? What did I write? A Gzeres HaKosev. It's a Shlichus. Beli Minui. It's a Shlichus without a Minui. How does it work? Answer? It works. It works. It's a shlichus without minui. Or the Torah objectively does the minui, if you will. Meaning, it's not about what's in his head. It's not about what's in his head. Once you're going about, you see, what Anan Sahadi means, it's about his brain space. What he would want. It's not about what he would want. The Torah says zchus, and the Torah creates shlichus. It's not subjective.
By
zechiyah. Let's see this inside, please. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see this inside, please, because I want to make sure I'm not butchering it. Ulekach nire de'efser demizeh das kama rishonim. Maybe you just reject the whole package of zechiyah midin shlichus. Reject it. Vafilu leman de'amar zechiyah mitaras shlichus. I.e. Tosos lav mishum anan sahade de'aso shliach. I know he's rejecting Tosos. He's rejecting Tosos. It's an alternative to Tosos. He's not buying Tosos. It's not. He's rejecting that idea of anan sahadi. Ella the gzeres hakosif. It's a gzeres hakosif. Shehei hazoiche laacher mahani kediyolif meish zoche. Avahach zechiyah lo kiyad mamish. Ella kamo shlichus. Avalo mishum anan sahadi daso shliach. It's not because of anan sahadi. It's a gzeres hakosif that the Torah creates. It's a shlichus without a minui. I don't know. That's the parsha of zechiyah. What nasi echad? Nasi echad. The source of zechiyah, whatever it might be, nasi echad, is a shlichus b'li minui.
But there was
no minui. Where's the minui? Where's the minui? There's no minui. Where's the minui? Where's the minui? Where's the minui?
The people saying, go and get our land for us.
What people?
The
Nasi is the Shliach.
Right.
The Katan is the Meshaleach.
Yeah.
The Katan's a Lav Bardas. So how can the Katan appoint the Shliach? He can't. So how does the Shliach happen? Tosis says, Anan Sahadi. We impute Das. Says the Tos, Yeshomi Das. Doesn't work. So how does it work? The answer is, it's a Xeris HaKosov, a Shlichus Beliminui.
Yeah.
It's a shlichus b'li minui. And you'll tell me, Rabbosai, okay, this is semantics. like, what's the difference? You're playing, you're cutting fine slices. Anan Sahadi, Xeris Akosov, what's the difference? So the answer is as follows. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Machloikes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Hatoifes lebalchov demokom shechav laachrini. According to Rashi, Jacob appoints, who do you appoint? Latinic. To collect $100 for me. Can he do it?
Yeah.
Yes. Rashi says yes. Tosfos says no. Why does Tosfos say no? Because Tosfos says, what's the fundamental difference between shlichus and zechiah? What is zechiah? Zechiah is a shlichus. Is there a minui by zechiah? Don't say no. The answer is yes. There's a minui. Who is doing the minui? Not the Torah. The katan is doing the minui. But he didn't do a minu. He can't do a minu. The answer is, but it's an absolute schus. We can assume, Anan Sahade, there's a minu. Says Tosis. Do we allow that operation in Zechiah b'makom shechav l'achrini? No. If you don't allow it in Zechiah, is there a minu, according to Tosis?
Yeah.
Yes. So and we don't allow it in Zechiah. If you don't allow it in Schia, then you know what else you're not going to allow it? You're not allowing in Shlichus either. Why not? Why not? Stay with me. Because what's the Torah telling you? We're giving you this big, big, big right. It's a huge right, Shlichus is. It's a huge right. What's the right? I'm here. My Shliach is the United States. I have a car in the United States. I need to go to the DMV. I sign over a power of attorney. He can do it on my behalf. That's crazy. I'm in Israel. Different time zone. 6,000 miles away. And he can do something that has legal effect for me. That's crazy. What a chiddush. What's the soul saying? That chiddush is true as long as we'll allow it. We'll allow my arm to stretch 6,000 miles as long as I'm not messing anyone else over. But if I'm messing anyone else over, you want to collect that debt? Get on a plane and collect that debt. I'm not stretching out your arm 6,000 miles if I'm going to go ahead and mess over Noble. Chas v'shalom. That's Tosis. Zechiah and Shlichus, it's the same thing. There is a minui, whether there's an overt minui, that's Shlichus, or a Anan Sahade minui, that's Zechiah. What's Rashi saying? Rashi is saying, Shlichus, you want to go ahead and appoint a Shliach? Gevaldik. You have a right to appoint a shliach. It's going to mess someone else up. Good. He can appoint a shliach too. It's an even playing field. He can also appoint a shliach. You want to appoint a shliach and extend your reach? Go for it. Zechiah, where the Torah is getting involved, where the Torah is creating the minui, is creating the shlichus. I'm not creating the shlichus. The Torah is creating the shlichus. Then it better be a what?
Absolute.
An absolute schus. And if someone's going to get messed over, then the Torah is not going to create that which doesn't really exist. That's Rashi's split between Zechiah and Shlichus. And what is emerging then, in the world of Zechiah equals Mitam Shlichus, you have two visions. You have the vision of Tosis. You have the vision of the Xos. Nafkamina, number one. Tof is about Chob Makut Shechav Lachrini. Tosis, Lishitase, who says Zechiah Mitam Shlichus, it's exactly the same. There are Tosis on this side of the equation. Rashi, no. It works by Shlichus, it doesn't work by Zechiah. I'm going to give you one other Nafkamina quickly outside now. I believe this directly ties into Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which I'm not going to ram down your throats now. We'll wrap that up tomorrow, and then we go weiter. But listen to this one other case, interesting case. I'm an Eved Kanani. To Eved Kanani, is it a zechus for Eved Kanani to go free, yes or no?
No.
The answer is yes. Yeah. Eved Kanani wants to be free. No. It's a zechus, the Gemara says, according to Chachamim, we pass like Chachamim, it's a zechus for him to go free. Because it's a zechus, can an outsider without shlichus except to get shichrur on behalf of the Eved Kanani?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Why? Zachin la'adam shelo b'fan. Watch this. So an outsider accepts it, and now they go to the Eved and say, Eved, you're a free man. Because who wouldn't want to be free? And the Eved Kanani comes on and says, what? I'm a free man. But I loved it over there. And I do not want to be free. There's some great Shifcha Kananios in that household. It's gavaldic. I work like a dog, but I don't have to think about anything. I work for someone else. He feeds me. He houses me. I'm good. So he says, I don't want to be free.
Why is it a
zechus? It's a zechus.
Why?
Because the Torah said it's a zechus. Okay, fair. One second. The Rashba has a shita. The Rashba has a shita that says, is he free or is he not free? He's free. He's free. How can that Rashba make any sense? He doesn't want to be free. Doesn't want to be free. So, as you would have said earlier, is this halacha objective or subjective? So, if you're in the world of the Xos, once this is defined as chus, it's not that we're getting into his head, Anan Sahadi. If you're getting into his head and he doesn't want, and after the fact he says, I don't want, Yesh Lomidas would say, no, it didn't happen. That's not what he wants. If you're going the objective route of the Xos, then it doesn't make a difference what he wants. Not the Torah goes ahead and injects this, calls it a case of Xos, it's objective Xos, and then the Torah kicks in and does what it does. We'll stop here. Think about that. There's a lot to crunch here. I told you in pre-share, I was like, can these guys handle it? I said, of course they can handle it. No problem. Think about it. We still have to do it on Kid Eger.
I have a question. Why do we jump in to say that these